Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how we win. We win when you're part of the solution, right? And if you get informed, it makes so much more sense. You'll get so much further ahead. You won't have to worry about people, you know, questioning everything you say, everything. Well, they'll do it anyway, but you won't care because you know you have the real information. And truly, that's what it's all about, isn't it? You want to have the real information. You want to help people understand. So they go on their happy little merry way. Feeling like they, you know, some people just love to feel like they got the inside track, the inside word, the whatever. You know, help them feel like they're part of it. I'm telling you, it'll work out so much better. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@joemessina.com. joe@joemessina.com. Always appreciate it, too. When you're involved, when you're engaged, you send me, you know, if you send me an email, it helps me as well. Right? All right. Let's see. What do we got? I mean, you got this so much that went on in the hearings today, right? I mean, really. And AOC, you know, the like the true brain surgeon over there in Congress for the other side. Bob Alinsky attempts to tell AOC that RICO is a category of crimes that you're charged under. And she kept talking over him. Right? And she believes that, again, we were just talking about her today with a group of people. I said, you've got people like AOC that will say things so authoritatively that they sound like they know what they're talking about. So you tend, the less educated will tend to believe her, right? They tend to go along with her. When AOC grilled Hunter Biden's ex-associate, Tony Bobulinski, about exactly what crimes that President Biden is guilty of committing, is it your testimony, she said to Bobulinski, that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime? However, before Bobulinski could even answer, you know, because she doesn't let that happen, he was cut off by an animated progressive representative repeating the same question to him. How much time do I have to go through it? Bobulinski shot back, listing off a number of crimes alleged by a president committed a RICO violation that was involved in a financial corruption regarding his business dealings with his son, Hunter Biden. He just kept going. They kept going back. She's not well educated. She might have a degree, doesn't mean jack. What is the crime source? Specifically, OC demanded. You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question. RICO, you're obviously not familiar with it. Corruption status, Farah, Bobulinski. He just kept throwing them back at her. Do you not know? She pops back with, excuse me, sir, RICO is not a crime. It's a category. He said, it's a category of crimes that you are then charged under, Bobulinski. Right? Here he is, educating somebody who should already know the answer. You know what I'm saying? It's funny, in this committee room, everyone's not here. There are over 18 lawyers that went to law school. I'll leave it up to you guys to define the statute. This is what Bobulinski said to her. And because she didn't know what he was talking about, she felt it was okay to cut him off again. She goes, I reclaim my time, which is really funny because he's answering the question as she asked, why did she get to reclaim her time? She then went on a second to scold Republicans over the impeachment inquiry, accusing them of spending 15 months lost in the desert without proof that President Biden committed a high crime and misdemeanor. Yeah, you mean like they did with Trump? All the money they spent with him? They didn't seem to care then either. AOC claimed that RICO's not a crime quickly became a hot topic on social media. Boy, they were beating her up. As well they should have. Look, you're a congresswoman. Get informed. And then when you get caught not knowing, you don't push back twice as hard. That's ridiculous. Right? And of course, you know, AOC's favorite network has her back. She completely and totally embarrassed herself by arguing RICO is not a crime. Joe Concha wrote, and of course, AOC's favorite network has her back after she completely embarrassed herself. MSNBC said that, what is the crime, sir? Specifically, Rep. AOC grills witnesses of former Biden business partner Tony Bobulinski on the exact crime he alleged Biden to have committed. Right? I mean, they just cover her everywhere. Seriously. That's because they can't have their people, their stars, embarrassed in any way. Right? All defendants in Georgia case, by the way, all those crimes were brought under what? Anybody know? Oh, under RICO. That's just amazing. Just amazing. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more crazy stories right after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I always appreciate the time. Again, I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, engaging. Right? That's what it boils down to. I want you to engage. Truly what it's all about. All right. We'll talk about how AOC got crushed in the meeting today, in the hearing. She's really, I mean, truly not very bright. But you know that already. I'm going to tell you that. So take a listen as she tries to nail Bob Alinsky. Well, you know what? You just need to hear it. Best way to do it, let's see. And hopefully it'll work the first time.
That you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime.
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business deal.
Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime do you have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
statutes.
Excuse me, sir.
RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is
it's
the
category
crime?
Of crimes that you're then charged?
You have charges.
A long hundred.
You have charges, sir. Please
you want me to
name
the exact statute, sir, under RICO.
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
all right, sir. I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That went to law school.
I reclaim my time.
I'll
reclaim my
up
time.
To you guys
okay,
to
thank
define
you,
the
sir.
Statute.
I reclaim my time.
And she's very animated. I noticed that too. Right? I mean, seriously. And she's reclaiming. I mean, he's got her backed into a corner. She really doesn't know what to say or what to do. It's obvious. And she knows she doesn't know what the statute is. No idea. But it's getting, again, she says it with such conviction, right, that people will believe her. They'll believe what she has to say. Anyway, now he's criticized, Bob Alinsky has criticized the President Trump for running away from the American people. He declined to appear for the congressional hearings while he declined to voluntarily appear. Now, if the Republicans have a spine, notice I said if, don't throw anything at me, I said if, they will put a subpoena out for him to come in. And if he doesn't show up, as well, you know he won't. Then what you need to do is you need to issue an arrest warrant for him. Because they could do it. Right? Contempt of Congress? When he shows up there on the grounds, they can get him. But Joe Biden is a law-abiding citizen, is he? Hunter Biden is a law-abiding citizen. They'll come in voluntarily, won't they? He went on to say, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, along with countless members of Congress, keep claiming that they're fighting for our democracy, which we don't have. Why don't we, as a nation, agree to fight for the truth, Bob Alinsky said. Nearly three-quarters of the American people believe that the country is headed in the wrong direction. And I can't blame them. Truth and transparency would help expose the rot at the center of the political system. You know, it's one of those things that's been going on for so long. Really? The only way to clean this up is really to get rid of everybody. Come on, work with me here, right? Because even when a couple of new people come in, and I've known new congressmen that have been elected, and they tell me about some of the stuff that takes place when they get there or shortly after they get there, and they're very pure with their mindset and what they believe they need to do, what they believe is truth, right? And then somehow somehow something happens and they decide, you know, maybe I need to go along. I'm not going to get in a committee unless I go along. I'm not going to have any power here unless I go along. And that's scary, right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, the DOJ today, and again, you want to see the multiple layers of selective prosecution? I got no other way to say it. Right, but the lawmakers now are asking the Department of Justice why it declined to prosecute illegal immigrants previously deported with criminal convictions. So they're convicted of a crime, they're deported because they're convicted of a crime, and then we let them back in again. Now, we have those records in our computer systems with their fingerprints. It's not that hard for us to find them. They want to know, and the House wants to know. I don't blame them. You know, it seems like they're in hearing after hearing after hearing. It's because the frat boys have been running crazy up there for 4 years, or how many years it's been. You got a different way to, you got a different way to call it out? They're like a bunch of frat boys with I don't know, there's no boundaries to the amount of fun they think they're allowed to have. Right? Somebody's got to put some ground rules in place. Somebody's got to stop them from doing, and maybe it's what I said a minute ago. You replace them all. You wipe them all out, and you start all over again. I don't know any other way to do it. In a letter dated earlier this week, Attorney General Merrick Garland, the congressional lawmakers noted that more than 7 million people have crossed the southern border illegally into the U.S., some of them illegal migrants or convicted criminals. It poses a serious threat to the safety and well-being of our community. The letter was signed by U.S. Representatives Ken Calvert, John Dewart, Michelle Steele, sorry. I mean, a whole bunch of people. However, it's come to our attention that the DOJ has been systematically reducing the prosecution of illegal immigrants, especially the ones that were previously deported and have criminal violations on their record. Why would they do that? I'd love somebody on the other side of the aisle to call me and say, hey, they did that because of A, B, and C. I won't believe it, but whatever. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump can challenge the ruling permitting Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to continue overseeing his Georgia election interference case. A judge has approved a request from defense lawyers to seek a review of the decision from the state's appellate court. Last week, a judge decided that Willis could stay on the case, provided special prosecutor Nathan Wade was replaced. According to the State Department, efforts are underway to evacuate Americans stranded in Haiti by helicopter. This development coincides with a surge in gang violence in Haiti. The State Department has reported nearly 1,000 Americans currently in Haiti. Michael Cohen's request to terminate his supervised release ahead of schedule has been rejected by a judge who found probable perjury in his actions. Cohen sought to lift his release, scheduled to conclude in November, citing his testimony in former President Trump's civil fraud case. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Right? I mean, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Got a lot of stuff I want to get to. Still a lot of stories I need in my feeble little mind that I need to get to as well. I do appreciate the time. Talking about the DOJ really not doing its job. Now, you already know that, so this is kind of like pseudo-boring. But the California State Rep, Bill Asael, spent 4 years prosecuting cases for the Justice Department in the Central District of California. Covers several counties, including Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino. Many prosecutors cut their teeth on those types of cases where a suspect was previously deported after committing a crime. Right? Then they cross back into the U.S. illegally. That's a felony. Right? The law is clear that these are felonies. These people should be prosecuted. He said court records reveal that prosecutors in the old office went from prosecuting hundreds of such cases in previous years to just, ready for this, 5 in 2023. 5. He noted that many prosecutors and defense lawyers don't like those kind of cases because they see the suspect as having served time for their crime before being deported. And they're just returning illegally to the U.S. again and again and again and again and again. They say most of the time just to be with family. So they're committing violent crimes or committing crimes, I don't care what it is, and we forgive them because of their situation. So they get back to their families. Why don't we do that with all inmates? And we're sorry you killed 5 people, but we don't want to take you away from your family. Really? And that they believe this stuff. How crazy is this? They actually believe this stuff. 855-REAL-JOE. 855 732-55. I love, you know, this is our rapid fire hour. A new film calling white people most dangerous animal on the planet, as it should have, takes a nosedive in the box office, as it deserved to. Anyway, it's a satire film. It was intended to send a provocative message about race relations. Bombed bad in the opening weekend. Focus featured the American Society of Magical Negroes. Took the ninth spot at the box office last weekend, grossed $1.3 million. Played 1,100 locations. Cost $1 million to make. I mean, $1 million to promote. The film centers around a young man who's recruited to be part of a society where black people use their magical powers to make white people comfortable. They do it so they don't hurt black people. The movie title plays off a trope of black characters in films who are set up to help white characters in their pursuits. The Michael Clark Duncan's character in The Green Mile, according to a review from the Los Angeles Times, is one such character. In the trailer, the protagonists aren't played by Justice Smith, right? He learns he must put white people's needs before his own so that the secret society maintains their magical powers. White people, when they're uncomfortable, are the most dangerous animal on the planet, David Alan Grier's character said. That's why we fight white discomfort every day. When they're happy, we are safe. Think of the message that's sending. No, really. Somebody sees this, and they're going to believe it. To be true, aren't they? Just craziness. And it won't stop anytime soon, people. Until you really take over all three branches, you know, the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and those Republicans that take over, right, really do their job, do the job we sent them there for. I was trying to think of a clean way to say it. I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired of it too. They don't do what they say they're going to do. They get there. You and I both know what needs to be done. They don't seem to care. It's just nuts. Anyway, 855-RULE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the way we win. Get your ducks. I almost said get your ducks in a row. You would know that. You would know what that means. Hey, you know, I'm going to start. I think it's the right thing to do. And I think we need to start. I need to start talking about some of the stations we're on. Because they're gracious enough to take the show. The listeners are gracious enough to like the show enough for them to keep it on. So we'll hit a station or two. We'll talk about a station or two every night. And first, right, WSAR out of my home state of Massachusetts. 1480 AM, 95.9 FM. Thank them for taking the show. And, you know, they're in a hardworking community. Lots of people there that, you know, work in the shipping industry and that kind of thing. Right? The big, well, you're Massachusetts, you have to be. Right? They're big Patriots fans, Red Sox fans. I grew up with the Red Sox. I know they're going to get mad at me for saying it, but I say it all the time. It's like, seriously, guys, they could, in the 70s, when I was a kid, sneaking into Fenway Park. Can I, the statute of limitations up for that, right? Sneaking into Fenway Park, yeah, the Green Monster. Sneaking into the Boston Gardens. By the way, no air conditioning. Right, to watch the hockey games and the basketball games. That was a big deal back then. Seriously. 855-RULE-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, like I said, I appreciate these stations taking the show and, you know, giving it to, putting it out there for their people to be able to hear. All right. Well, I just had those stories up. Where'd they go? I hate computers. I really do hate computers. You're laughing at me, but it's the truth. You know, Joe Biden, again, we could do this all day long with him. And I don't really want to do it all day long, but we could do it all day long with him. Because he keeps getting so confused. And when you see him, you want to help. You really do. Believe it or not, you do want to help the man. I know some of you are going to say, no, we don't. Come on. He's still a human being, right? And some of the pain you see on him, you sit there, scratch your head, and go, why isn't somebody helping that poor man? Right? I mean, seriously. That is elder abuse at its finest. At least I think it is. My personal opinion, okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, when you talk about the economy, what's happening, paying attention, I always tell you to pay attention, right? If you heard the Fed chairman today, he talked about they're not likely to lower rates because of what? Disappointing economic growth. Now, the funny thing about this is Joey B's out there, telling everybody we have the strongest, greatest economy on the planet right now. So I'm kind of confused, because which is it? He went on to say the persistence of inflationary pressures during the administration of Joe Biden leaves the Federal Reserve with little choice but to raise interest rates or keep them at their current level for the time being. And if the Fed policymakers don't want Americans' severe economic woes to get even worse, we need to hold still. So they know there's an issue here. They know it. They know it's an election year. They're not stupid people. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Joe Mussina, your host. Yeah. Inflation is doesn't exist. It's all good. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help.
Baby, we are back.
It looks like it's gonna help.
Jump to your host. Always appreciate the time you spend with us, truly, on the air, in the chat room, being involved, engaged in conversation. Smarter people than I in the chat room online, you can find it at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. I started a story earlier, I want to finish it, AOC. She says, Trump is willing to sell the country for a dollar. You know, lawmakers are now reacting to the potential property seizure. What I really love about this, I think it's funny, Trump is willing to sell the country for a dollar. He's not an idiot. He didn't become a millionaire because he didn't know what he was doing, right? He became a millionaire because he doesn't sell at bottom dollar. So if Joe B. was willing to sell the country out for, you know, $5 million, and now we're hearing the handful of diamonds somewhere in this. I mean, we're hearing all kinds of things. I know it's not all true. I got that. But in all sincerity, some of it has to be. When you look at the wire transfer, when you look at the bank who sent information to the IRS, said, hey, we got a problem here. Look at the money that's coming in, going through. Right? I think the bank said that the DOJ and the IRS, special form you have to fill out when a certain amount of, you know, offshore money comes in. Now, the Democrats at Capitol Hill have absolutely no sympathy for Joe Biden.
Now, I truly believe that if the shoe was on the other foot, they wouldn't be going after Biden or Obama or anybody else. Right? Democrats at Capitol Hill don't have much sympathy for him. He's broke. He's willing to sell the country out for a dollar, said AOC. Like she has a clue. Here's another one. This bartender now is worth $9 million. How did that happen? Right? No, really. How does that happen? The New York appeals court judge late last month denied Trump's request to delay the payment. Trump has until Monday to come up with the money. Now, she warned that she would move to seize his assets, which could include the prominent New York City properties like Trump Tower and 40 Wall Street. But either one of those in and of itself is well worth more than that. A jury of his peers has decided on the case. Well, that's not totally true. There was no jury. See, they're there. They see it, they watch it, and they don't even know what happened. Shows you how delusional he is. Right? This was from Representative Johanna Hayes. A jury of his peers. There was no jury there. But that lie gets out, and people don't know that because they're not paying attention. And it's okay with most of them because they don't mind having the lies, having the deceit, as long as it works for them. It's not in the hands of Congress, Hayes, a Connecticut Democrat, added. So I think that people should obey the law. Well, here's the problem. It is. Ruth Bader Ginsburg actually helped, you know, set precedent on excessive fines and penalties. This is an excessive fine and penalty. This money would only go into the coffers of New York City. No one was hurt. No bank was beaten. There was no loss. Right? Representative Sean Casten, another brain surgeon in the Democrat Party, said if he didn't want to get his property seized, if he didn't want to be fined, maybe he shouldn't have committed crimes. What crimes did he actually commit? Right? All they're talking about is they believe he overvalued, therefore falsified a mortgage application. The bank that the mortgage application was filed with says, hey, we lost nothing. We rejected his values from day one. We put our own values on there, and we were still able to make him the loan. Again, I'm trying to find out what's wrong. Trump's attorney said in the court filing this week that obtaining a bond of this enormous magnitude is unprecedented for a private company. It's almost impossible. And yes, it seems very punitive. It's very political. I don't know anyone that could put up that kind of money pretty much in the country. Representative Michael Cloud said that although he had not read all the details of the former president's case, these potential seizures, they rang big alarm bells. We're seeing the Department of Justice that is weaponized. They are weaponized. Again, I say, who got hurt in this case? You know what I'd love to do? I would love to look at every congressman in there and say, we're going to go through every one of your mortgage applications. And any one of them, where you claimed that your property was worth more than it was, your car was worth more than it was, that your jewelry was worth more than it was, you forfeit your house. Right? That's what I would do. Because I guarantee you, in no time, they would pass a law to cover their butts and everybody else's. And you know that's true. 855-ROJO. 855-732-5563. When the stuff comes home, when it comes into their backyard, right? All of a sudden, it's got a whole new life to it, doesn't it? A whole new different feeling. No. Okay. I don't even know. Somebody sent me this story about purging, MAGA purging middle-of-the-road MAGA. I don't even know what that means. And you know what? I don't buy stories like this. I'd have to see it in other places. When you see what's going on, right? You see what's going on within the MAGA movement, so to speak. It's not what they say it is. Not even close. But it makes them feel good. As usual, they love tearing people down. That's what they love to do. And I think it's because it makes them feel better about themselves. Right? I can't think of anything else. 855, again, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Hochul finally calls for an overhaul of New York's botched legalized pot program. Seriously? Seriously? Some of us have been talking about this for years. It's gone sour pretty much every place it's been implemented. Because it's all about the tax dollars. It's not about keeping people safe. It's not about helping people out. Isn't that what all the shoot-up booths in San Francisco were supposed to do? Give them clean syringes? I mean, really, think about it. So Holcomb has finally called for an overhaul of the state agency overseeing the New York cannabis industry. After even she admitted that its role was more of a disaster. Not that it wasn't even working out. It's a disaster. The move, fueled by a top and bottom review of the state's Office of Cannabis Management, it came as a key New York weed regulator was placed on leave after being accused of retaliation by a pot supplier. That pot supplier was doing what? Criticizing the program. They're so good at that. Right? They retaliated a regular. All right. Holcomb tapped her office as General Services Commissioner, Janet Moy, to conduct a 30-day examination of the program, try to streamline its licensing operation and the operation of new pot stores. Right, a directive seen outside the weed industry as a belated attempt to stem a full-blown crisis on her watch. Look, you saw what happened in Colorado when they legalized this stuff and other drugs. Hospitals, not that they weren't filled up, but they were definitely stretched. Right, all these people in the streets that were shooting up and literally dying in the streets. But what took her so long? It's hard to imagine something worse than what they have right now. Queen City Councilman Robert Holden said this is a nightmare. It's fighting to close unlicensed pot shops. Right? How'd they open up to begin with? How did they get away with this to begin with? A new legal pot shop that just opened up in Metropolitan Avenue, called the Cannabis Place, it's currently surrounded by six unlicensed shops within a few blocks radius. Might close them down. Some of those people had operated shops in other areas that were closed down. State Senator Georgia Borrello, he called for the state's legalized marijuana program a failure, just a total failure. From the beginning, it was a failure of identity politics, giving people with pot convictions preferences for licenses. So in other words, if you're already a pot user, if you're already addicted to pot, let's allow you to get a license for it so that you can just have it anytime you want it. Look, every place this has been implemented has been a disaster. Yes, it's brought in big tax money, but it has not helped fix people. It has not helped people. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. As I always say, I want you back here tomorrow.